Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. There's an evacuation warning in Southern California as power is cut to more than 100 homes due to land movement as a threat to wildfires hanging around there. CBS News Los Angeles' Lori Perez has
Saturday,
more.
SoCal Edison notified 140 homeowners in the Rancho Palos Verdes enclave. They're shutting the power off. This just over a month after SoCal Gas cut their service with less than 3 days' notice. A SoCal Edison spokeswoman says the rapid decision was triggered by a small but telling fire.
About a week ago, there was a small fire, and that fire was caused due to a falling line, and the electrical line fell because of land movement.
This Labor Day, thousands of hotel workers are striking in eight cities. CBS's Chanel Call says strikes could spread.
With more contracts set to expire this year, we could see tens of thousands more union hospitality workers go on strike in the coming months. Some of the impacted hotels say they plan to stay open, but services could be modified or limited.
Tens of thousands of Israelis protested after the military recovered the bodies of six hostages. They blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he has abandoned them. Hamas says it will release its remaining captives in exchange for a permanent withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab is in East Jerusalem.
According to Israel's Ministry of Health, preliminary autopsy reports have found all six were shot in the head, with the Israeli military saying Hamas was responsible. The news of the killings triggered spontaneous mass demonstrations across Israel, including outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem.
Seven people died, more than three dozen injured after a commercial bus overturned in Mississippi. NTSB board member Todd Inman said their team is investigating the bus as well as the driver.
We will not be determining the probable cause of this crash while we're here on scene, nor we will speculate about what may have caused the crash.
And the world's second largest man is representing Iran at the Paralympics in Paris, but he is so tall he needs to sleep on the floor.
He's known as Mirzad, the star player of Iran's sitting volleyball team. The two-time Paralympic champion measures at 8 feet, 0.85 inches tall, and his stature means he has been sleeping on the floor in Paris. It's because he did not get a custom-made bed like he did in Tokyo. The 36-year-old was diagnosed at a young age with a rare hormonal disorder that causes excess in parts of his body. Matt Piper, CBS News.
San Francisco 49ers player Ricky Pearsall is out of the hospital after being shot during an attempted robbery. He was hit in the chest.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sync Radio. We are local music. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Sam Davison. Jimmy K and Terry have the night off. We always start out these hours with a double dip, and I've got another one. Like I said, if you want to send your music in, you're in a band, throwbacks, new music, send it to music@civicmedia.us. Well, Boz Metzdorf, he heard the call, and he sent us in some music. So Boz Metzdorf, got to get this name right, Boz Metzdorf, he was listening to WLAK 107.5 in Amory, Wisconsin, and he came across Max Inc. Radio. He was delighted to hear local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. In 1978, Boz recorded an album called Signs of the Seasons, and 43 years later, a vinyl record collector discovered the album and wrote a positive review on a music blog, and it started to generate new interest in Boz's music. Anthology Records then picked up on this and re-released the song Sails Across the Sea on a vintage collection of artists called Sad About the Times. So Sails Across the Sea, it has now surpassed 1.5 million listens on Spotify. He called us up and he's like, told me this story. I thought, hey, that's pretty cool, Boz. Can you send that stuff in? And he sent us a couple songs. Find Boz Metzdorf on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, or online at birdseyeviewproductions.com. Right now, let's kick off a double dip with Boz Metzdorf. This is his big song, Sails Across the Sea. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Ride with the devil now, he'll take you where you want to go. It's time to level now, you played the game enough to know. He's moving faster, gonna lead you all astray. Of hell, now you know you can't look back. You've got to push ahead, try to keep it on the track. You know you've burned past the fuse of desire, and now you've burned past the danger of fire.
Boz Metzdorf, and that song is something with the dead.
Ride with the Devil, I believe.
Ride with the Devil. That's what it was. Ride with the Devil. So, you know, if you're like Boz, send us in some music. We love to play your local music if you're a Wisconsin-based artist. And, hey, we have a great show. I'm Rocker. I'm here with Sam Davison. We still have the Live in the Lair coming up. And also, Paul Flipwitz is going to be talking with Terry Barr pretty quick here. And we still have some new music from Sam Lyons. We'd like to thank our listeners tuning in from WLCX in La Crosse, AM 1490, 93.5 WCFW in Eau Claire, and a 97.9 WGBW in Green Bay. Max Inc. Radio, we are sponsored by, who's next here? Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside Northgate Mall, cat and kitten adoption, organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Also, Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant, tastes different with recipes that are over 100 years old, located in Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison North, East, and Downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza or call 608-467-3017. Well, let's see. Hey, what are we going to talk about here? The Packers. The Packers are playing in Brazil coming up this Friday.
Out of the country. Wow.
Yeah. Are you a Packers fan, Sam?
Not a dedicated fan, but yeah, I'll watch the Packers. I like it.
Not a dedicated. Are you a fan of any other team?
I grew up in a hybrid Viking Packer household. My dad was from Minnesota. My mom is from Wisconsin, so I'm a little bit of both.
Wow. Well, you know, Jimmy Kay and his wife Leona, she's a Bears fan.
Oh,
he's a Packers fan.
Oh.
Oh, wow. It gets pretty crazy sometimes.
Household.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, even though, like, we're Wisconsin, we're Green Bay Packers, so, you know, we have local songs about football. And I thought I'd bring in a couple and play them in light that the football season is coming up. So this one goes out to Leona. This is called "The Bears Still Suck."
That's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck. 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 They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck.
Like our politics, there's Bears and Packers. Oh, that's such a great song. I love it. But, you know, the Singing Lambonis, they have done a whole album of songs, and some of my favorite Packer songs are done by the Singing Lambonis. Let's hear a little bit of "I Love My Green Bay Packers."
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played. I love my Green Bay Packers. Pity Chicago, Detroit, and Tampa Bay.
Throw in the Vikings.
They all come up as Likers.
Throw in the Vikings.
We take our opposition and crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay.
Oh, I love that song. And crunch them like they're crackers. I love my Green Bay Packers. That song is perfect. Well, we have another one, though, right? The Singing Lambonis. They've done a lot. And this one is "Kick Your Ass." This is the Singing Lambonis.
One, two, three.
Well, you boys come up to Green Bay on a beautiful fall Sunday. I hope you come here ready for a war. Well, y'all may look like Rambo, but when you come to Lambo, by the time you leave, your butt's gonna be real sore. Kick your ass, gonna kick your ass. Ain't no doubt about it, gonna kick your ass. Don't matter if you try to run, don't matter if you pass. Southern Green Bay Packers gonna kick your ass. Well, I bet you think you're scary, you steroid popping fairy. I hope you think you got a chance in hell. Well, son, I tell you what, them Pack gonna whip your butt. Because we're still the best damn team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Kick your ass. Kick your ass.
Oh, the Singing Lambonis. This is getting me into the mood for the Packers game coming up on Friday. I think we're gonna beat the Eagles. It's going to be crazy.
We better. We're going to kick their ass.
Right? But we're not optimistic like Dallas Cowboys fans. We've got something to be optimistic for. Killer receivers, great defense, and a really good quarterback. What do you say? Well, hey, let's do one more Pack song. This, and we'll play this whole song. This is Sunspot, local Madison band here. And back when Aaron Rodgers was going to the Super Bowl, they wrote a tune called "Go Pack." This is "Go Pack" by Sunspot. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Green and gold.
Green, say, go.
subtitle town. We play every game like it's our last. When we see that green and gold,
green, say go black.
When other teams say that it's too cold,
we say go black.
And when our defense won't yield,
we say go black.
We'll toast our beers to Lambeau Field,
we say go black.
Living in Wisconsin,
go black.
We only got one choice,
go black.
And when we see those colors,
go black.
We have to raise our voice. Living in Wisconsin,
go black.
We only got one choice,
go back.
And when we see those colors,
go back.
We got to raise our voice.
Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back.
You were so very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions, turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. You were larger than life and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy, flip and tearing, something else tomorrow, something else tomorrow. Brain doesn't do you justice. So much style and substance. Unapologetic, never before and never since. You were glittering posh, electric, charismatic, bitchy, flip and tearing. Smallish frame, no price too large for art, no price too large for fame. Where others marched, you led a thousand steps ahead. No price too large for art, no price too large for fame. No price too large for fame. Anything for fame, fame.
I am your name. No, I meant, I'm Art Paul. Improvisize comment here. Hi, you guys are cool. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people like you and me and all the weirdos. Thank you. Bye.
What you need to think, I know how you need to walk, I know what you need to drink, I know how you need to talk. And even if you try to say that I'm pretending, I do it anyway, because it's trending. It's trending. It's trending. It's trending. I know all the things to wear. I know all the hottest shows. You can take me anywhere, 'cause I know, baby, I know. Staying up to date is never ending, but I'm simply fascinated by what's trending. What's trending?
Some people worry about what happened in the past, things that ever last or that stand the test of time. If you're in a hurry or you want to make new friends, following the trends is the way to cut the line.
What's trending? I know every move to make.
What's trending?
I know every song to sing.
What's trending?
I know every rule to break. Baby, I know everything. Come and get it while it's hot and history's pending. And if you might have just forgot, ask me what's trending. What's trending? What's trending? What's trending?
Sidrin, what's trending? My name is Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Radio Media Radio Network. That was from his latest album. Leo Sidrin is going to be playing the North Street Cabaret in Madison on September 3rd and 4th with his father, legendary jazz musician Ben Sidrin. You can find all the information about leosidrin.com and get his new album, What's Trending. Pretty cool song. Before that, Louie and the Flash Bombs. They just played at the Memorial Union like last week, and they'll be playing October 21st in West Allis at the Opie Brewing Company in West Allis. You can find more information about them at theflashbombs.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community.
We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I would like to welcome to the show Paul Filipowicz. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. And we just heard Riding High. What a terrific song. What could you tell me about the song?
One of my favorite songs off of my Unfiltered album. Well, you know, we travel a lot and play a lot. And this was just a tribute to all of the boys in the band. So so it's a mover and a shaker, and it's just a fun song.
Well, and you've been doing this with your band for what, 50 years? Does that sound right? And what keeps you inspired to keep getting out there and doing this?
You know, that's a good question. I'm one of the lucky people that I've known all along this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Is playing blues guitar. So, you know, there's a lot of my friends that were guitar players and all that stuff. They, oh, come on, play a couple country gigs with us. You know, you can make a couple bucks, or come on, play some rock and roll gigs. I'm going like, well, you know, I'd rather work a day job than do that, because that's not what I'm here. I'm supposed to be playing this other stuff. And yeah, it's my calling. And I remember the first time I heard it when I was a little kid. And vividly, I can still remember it. To this day, that it was calling me, and the guys were I thought, wow, they are playing that just for me. And I still feel that way when I listen to some of that stuff. And then through the years of me growing up and hanging out so I went and saw the live blues that I possibly could, you know, and I still do. But I got to see Muddy Waters. I got to see Howlin' Wolf. I got to see Albert King and B.B. King and Freddie King and everybody. I got to see all those guys. And every time I saw them, they inspired me. It's my calling. And then every once in a while, I'll get pooped out. and then somebody will do something like induct me into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. You know, and they did that in 2015. And then that was like a real eye opener that, you know, I was like, yeah, I guess you're supposed to be doing this. And then this year, then, which is the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame.
So, how did that feel, Paul?
You know, it was very interesting that, you know, when they put me in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, I didn't think it could get any better than that, you know, because Muddy Waters and all them guys are in there, and we're at Buddy Guy's Club, you know, and all of that stuff. But then when we did this one, you know, it was up in Milwaukee, and I looked at it, and, you know, it's like, it's real. This is real, you know. Yeah. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got to ask you about one other one that I read about. So you're in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. You have a ton of awards that I think are just amazing. But you were also at one point named the best dressed by the Big City Rhythm and Blues magazine. You are always dressed so great.
2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row. And that's with everybody in the United States. And that kind of floored me too, because they got all the big shots. I got to get dressed up for my public, you know?
Well, we're glad you do, because not enough people do that anymore. And it just goes so great with your blues music.
Well, it's kind of like I'm a preacher, you know, I can't go to church without my, you know, without my Bible, you know?
So you come from a musical family too.
Yeah, I come from a musical family, and my dad was a trumpet and cornet player in like big bands way long, you know, back before I was born. And my mom taught my sisters how to play piano. And so, we all sang in church. You know, we go to church and sing. And we had an old broke down guitar that my Jaja got for rent for one of his places that he rented, and so that was my first guitar. One of the things I'm really lucky about is that I'm a songwriter too, and I've been a songwriter ever since I was a kid. I would make up songs and all that stuff, and everybody tell me, "Shut up, Paulie," you know. And I'd be going, "Yeah, but I got a song here," you know. and so you know, it pays off, because I can, you know, I can come up with songs, you know, I can get inspired and I can come up with this stuff.
Yeah.
And I it's the stories of, it's the stories of my life. I tell stories of my life.
Yeah. We are going to leave with the song Brand New Hat. And Paul, thank you so much again for chatting with me.
Changes made, yeah. Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Knocking Them Down. That is Fat Function here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You know, Fat Function, they're playing at the Memorial Union tonight. I really wanted to go to that show, but, you know, we had to come here and do radio. So I thought the best thing I could do is play a little Fat Function, Knocking Them Down, to get that feeling going. Right now, we have some brand new music from Sam Lyons and the Crystal Gates. Sam is a local singer-songwriter here in Madison who moved. I believe he moved to Nashville, and now he's recorded with some people out there. And this song is called Wide Awake, live in Memphis. This is Sam Lyons and the Crystal Gates, brand new on Max Inc. Radio.
Wide awake, all Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
My baby sold my Bible. I caught her drinking from the bottle. She's got me going in a spiral. Down the drain.
Sometimes it can be sh- and you're working from beer to beer. there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. But there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.